storm. As it's Nate Lull and Evening Sun Sports Editor Megan Schultz with you tonight. As thanks for spending your Friday night with us here. Start of the second half, UV leads Oxford in this eight-man game, 24-6. Storm going left to right. They're in the black tops with the gold trim, the purple pants, the purple helmet. And Oxford's in the red helmet, the black pants, the white tops with the red trim. And UV going left to right. Kyler Butts with two touchdowns, the QB in the first half, running the ball. And let's see what he can do here to start this second half. Waiting for the snap. He's got Reifenberg in motion. They're going to hand it off to him. Reifenberg, no. QB keeper. Here's Butts to the outside to the 50. Turns on the Jets. He's at the 40 to the 30. Butts had to the 25, and then he had to dance out of bounds. Nice tackle there by Alex Smith to just get enough of him to push him out.
And that speed really turned on for Butts. I thought, again, that jet sweep coming across. Reifenberg had the ball. Butts does a very good job of tucking it and running it. You can't really tell, and I think that's what kind of faked out Oxford's defense there a little bit. He was able to get up inside the field, and it was Alex Smith, the opponent's speed, again, that was able to knock him out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a great fake. I mean, we all thought Reifenberg was going the other way. All of a sudden, Butts tucks it and runs. So UV leading 24-6. Here is Butts with Reifenberg in motion from left to right. They'll hand it off. No, QB keeper again. Cuts to the outside this time, left side. He's at the 20 before he gets upended on that outside. Good tackle there by Caden Collins, but another first down for UV in the meantime.
Yeah, Collins had a really nice open field tackle there right at that point because Butts, again, could have easily put a juke move on him and been in for six.
So Butts doing the work here has got UV inside the 20-yard line once again. Clock is moving. 11:15 to go in this third quarter. It's 24-6. UV trying to capitalize on the first drive of the third quarter. Waiting for Reifenberg to get set. Two wide receivers split out to the left, one to the right. Merlo is on the right. He's got single coverage down on the right wing side. Now they will hand off to Reifenberg. Bobbled it. Somehow it bounced right back up to him, and he'll lunge forward to the 10. And a great job there by Blaine Reifenberg. Again, he's wearing that cast from a broken wrist from a scrimmage. It's all wrapped up and padded. It's got to be hard to hold on to it, and he did a good job there.
Yeah, he took that handoff a little hard from Butts. It bounced off the ground and kind of bounced perfectly right back up to in his hands, and he took off and was able to get something out of the broken play there.
Yeah, that was almost like a basketball bounce. I mean, it was just perfect right back up to him.
And Reifenberg does, so it kind of looked like a dribbling motion real quick.
And a handoff here to Merlo, and he weaves his way through traffic, and a touchdown here for UV to make it 30-6. Merlo disappeared into a sea of Oxford jerseys, squirted out the other side for the score.
The score is 30-6. Yes, that's a big difference, but in eight-man football, anything can happen.
Anything,
there's a
yep.
lot of time. It all depends on how Oxford decides to respond to this second half and that first touchdown by UV.
So Merlo with the touchdown there for Unadilla Valley, and let's see if they go to him for the two-point conversion. He's gotten the last two through the air. They're going to try to go to him again. They throw it up. Merlo, touchdown. Now, well, the two-point conversion, I should say, made a nice move in the corner to make it 32-6 as Butts finds Merlo for the two-point conversion after Merlo scored on the 10-yard touchdown run. 10:22 to go, third quarter. It's UV 32, Oxford 6. We'll be back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
After the Mitch Merlo touchdown, Unadilla Valley will kick off with Timmy Postma as UV has a fresh 32-6 lead with 10:20 to go in the third quarter. Postma with a good boot, and Oxford will field this back at their own 15. They're going to juggle the ball, chase it back to the 10, and the UV defense is coming. They're going to wrap them up. Merlo with the tackle. Oxford had nowhere to go, and that UV defense continues to play strong here tonight.
He got down the field really quick. Christian Bauer, again, had plenty of time to pick that kickoff, that bobbled kickoff up and take it some yardage, but just couldn't find a hole as UV's defense got back and wrapped him up, tried to shake off one tackler, was able to, but two more, three more, pretty much the entire UV storms right there to pick him up.
Nate Lowell with you here tonight. I'm joined by a special guest, Norwich Evening Sun Sports Editor Megan Schulz. Appropriate here is two teams that we cover very often, two schools, I should say. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. First and 10 here for Oxford. They'll try to plow the pile forward. And off the bottom of the pile here, running the ball for the Blackhawks was Paul Baker. As we dip under 10 minutes to go here, third quarter. Again, a great night for football under the lights here at UV. Just perfect night. Field looks like it's still in good shape. Should be, since they haven't had any football games on it, but I'm sure it's gotten its wear and tear from soccer as well.
Well, and we've had a decent fall. I know last year a lot of people were having problems with their field because of how much rain we got with standing water and tearing up because of mud and everything else like that. It's really been a decent fall for fall sports this year.
Here's Baker on a second and 5, picks up about 3, so it's going to be a third and 1 here, about a third and 1, third and 2 for Oxford. With 9:20 to go, third quarter, Oxford trailing UV 32-6 on the road. Oxford going right to left, ball is at about the 25-yard line here, maybe 24-yard line.
And last thing to say about the weather, I'll take this over the 95 degrees at this time in Texas that it has been.
Yeah, very true.
According to my friend Kristen down there.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
I'm sure, you know, like you were saying, soccer, high school football, I mean, Friday Night Lights down there, is, you know, that's what Texas is known for. 95 degrees, even as we hit October, that's tough.
You know, and there's an interesting stat that I read when I was looking up how many teams in New York State had 8-man football programs. Texas, which we all know has very big football traditions, has 236 six-man football teams.
Six-man, wow, okay.
Six-man football teams, 236. No, Texas is a big state, but 236 six-man football teams.
See, that, and that's something I always forget, that there are teams, a lot of Midwest, Southern teams that even go play that. So, I mean, if your numbers are low, you can do that down there. Wow, that would be fun to watch.
I wouldn't know what to see on that.
No,
one.
Exactly. Oxford with the ball here. Again, they're going to hand off. And for Paul Baker to the outside, this was on a second down and about 8 to go, and he's going to move the chains across the 35 to about the 36, so Baker getting the job done there.
Yeah, he took one hit and stumbled forward for about a good another 6 yards after he hits that gets that first initial hit, and then UV is finally able to bring him down.
7:50 to go, third quarter. UV leading a 32-6. Try to keep you updated on the out-of-town score. Last check we had was that Sydney, again, was leading Dryden 20-14 at the half. I know a lot of our Sydney fans were going to be checking in tonight looking for that score. So here on first down, Alex Smith to the outside, cuts back, and the UV defense was right there, maybe a gain of 1 or 2 as he got over towards the UV sideline. Right there for the Storm was Matt Bogdan.
Looks to be a little bit more. Got up to almost the 40.
Okay,
so
yep.
Pushed through a little bit with that forward progress. We talked about Brad Beckwith a little bit earlier, and he's just retweeted our action here.
Oh, excellent.
He's got a big game tomorrow night at Alfred University, my alma mater.
Okay.
And it's the first time they've played under the lights at Alfred in years, and they're going a blackout.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Saw the uniforms, pretty impressed, but rooting for you as well, Brad.
Here's second down and about 5 to go. Alex Smith with the keeper. Trying to get to the outside. He does get around, clears for a first down to the 50, to the 45 before he's knocked out of bounds on that far side, I believe, by Merlo. And
yeah,
we're going to have a flag maybe for the late hit.
Yeah, I knew that was coming in there. I don't think he purposely meant to hit him late, but as he was out of bounds, then he continued to drag him down. And that is in high school football, no matter what, that's going to be a late hit.
Yeah, it looks like we got some little chatter after the play as well. Postma came over and separated two guys as
actually, he pulled Merlo away from the official because Merlo wasn't too happy about that flag coming in as late as it did. But it is high school football. You've got to be careful. You've got to put the player's safety first. And whether he, you know, accidentally did it, continued the play, he did bring him down, and that is a late hit.
6:44 to go, third quarter. UV on top of Oxford, 32-6. And after the run, Oxford was inside UV territory, going right to left to the 45, and this is going to tack on some serious yardage here. So the Blackhawks are going to be in good shape all the way down to about the 31-yard line. Had a chance to talk, speaking of Brad Beckwith, talked to his dad, Mike, before the game. He's still helping out here with the Oxford team. And, you know, as we'll have a timeout here on the field taken, I believe, by UV. Just said they're really enjoying it. Brad's really enjoying playing, and just the camaraderie and the lifting and the working out, and he's playing about half the game now and doing a great job. And his sister, Allie Beckwith, was the only walk-on taken by the U of R softball team and the only freshman they kept, so pretty exciting for her as well.
Yeah, and I actually saw a little bit of both of them. You know, Brad's got six tackles on the season already playing for U of R, a good program in the Division III level. Allie, you know, I watched a video on Twitter that I believe her mom posted, and it was a two-run base hit that she had. And so those Beckwith kids are still performing like they did in high school. And the other thing to point out a little bit is, yeah, this is eight-man football here at high school. Brad's moving up to 11-man. The game it's really no different.
Right.
You know, football is football. And that's the biggest thing that Coach Franklin told me as well. Football is still football. And Beckwith, obviously able to make the transition, because 11-man and 8-man, there's really no difference, especially on the line like he has it.
Well, I can remember Brad. I mean, they brought him up as a freshman, and, you know, he was on a couple of those Oxford teams that when they were still playing 11-man, they made the playoffs. They had to go out to Tioga. They had some good battles, and, you know, they really had some solid athletes. Nick Neer was running wild in the backfield for the Blackhawks, and so he had 11-man experience. He had 8-man experience, and you could just tell he was such a hard-working guy that I'm so glad it worked out for him. And I saw him right before he left. Boy, I mean, he just looked solid, in shape, ready to go. Just happy for him.
And I saw him right as the year ended last year, as I attended the graduation ceremony over in Oxford, and he delivered a great speech. You know, both kids, all-around great kids. And, you know, it's nice to have Schenectady County represented at Division III level by two really good kids.
6:44 to go, third quarter, and a first down here. Oxford's going to try to plow the pile forward here with David Tucker out of the timeout. Maybe a gain of one down to about the 30-yard line. Second down coming.
Now, it looks like Alex Smith may be out after.
Yeah, that looked like the snap went right to Tucker.
Oh, here he comes.
Ball on the 30-yard line.
Here comes Alex Smith back out there.
So maybe just the one play going to Tucker. Now Smith comes back in. Clock moving now to 6:15 to go, third quarter. Glad to have you along here tonight. Don't forget about our web stream. If you're joining us there, WCDOsports.com. We save all these games. They're in our game audio archive. That's all courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. As here is second down. Smith with some escape ability there. Gets to the outside. Tackler's diving at his feet, and he's going to work past the pylon. We got a flag on the play. He's still moving before he's knocked out of bounds. He made about four guys miss there. Great play.
I want to see what this flag is, though, if it's going to be a block in the back or a holding on Oxford, which would really hurt Oxford after a big run by their quarterback.
What a great run there by Smith. Like you said, it would be a shame if it gets taken away.
And it is, because it looked like a block in the back.
Oh, tough break here for the Blackhawks. Just a killer penalty with 5:51 to go in this third quarter. And again, UV in control, 32-6 at the moment. But as you said, that's a big score margin. Oxford's had their chances tonight. They've just had some unlucky breaks, but they've moved the ball well. And for a young team, I think they're learning and growing here.
Well, and it is Steve Franklin's first year as a head coach in an eight-man program. He was at Sherburn Earlville, who switched again last minute to an eight-man program because of numbers. So he's got the experience as a coach with the eight-man program. But it's his first year. Everybody's going to have learning experience. And he's got a very young team. The team is 60% sophomores.
It's a big number.
It is. I mean, anything over 30% is a big number when you have that few players on a team. And then you have 60% of them on one team together. They're young. I mean, I think I said it before the game, their offensive line is pretty much all except one sophomores.
Well, it reminds me of where UV was, you know, a year ago. They were winning some games, not every game. They were learning, growing, and those sophomores were getting so much time. And here they are back a year later. Butts, Reifenberg, as juniors, they look so much more in command here tonight, and I'm sure, and they still have another year to go. I mean, it's exciting.
Yeah, their core group, I believe, is it? Yeah, Postma's a junior too.
Yeah.
So of their core group, Merlot's the only senior on the squad that really is going to make a difference not being there next year.
Here on second down, Smith tries to get to the outside, and Reifenberg says no, rips him down at the 30. Again, Oxford going right to left. They're inside UV territory, but the Storm defense trying to hold strong. This is going to be about a 3rd and 9 coming up for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, and there it looked like Alex Smith was trying to roll out for kind of like a bootleg to see a receiver downfield, just nobody open, and or just couldn't see him open as he had a host of Storm players coming at him.
5 minutes to go, third quarter, as it's 32-6. UV is on top of Oxford. Last time we saw Oxford get down deep in UV territory, they got down to the 10. It was late in the second quarter. Some penalties backed them up, and then they ran out of gas. So let's see what the Blackhawks can come up with this time. Here is Smith with two wide receivers split out to the right, two to the left. He's got two men in motion here. Here is Baker. Nope, they're going to go a direct snap. Flag on the play as Smith has nowhere to go. Postma was right in there. And Postma's got to be in double-digit tackles here tonight. He has just been everywhere.
At least. I mean, he is getting into the backfield, disrupting the backfield, and if he's not, they're getting out to the outside. But Postma's right on the heels. He's not far away from any play that's been happening, really.
So another flag on the play, and we'll see. And this has been a drive that has been just full of penalties on both sides.
And that one was because the two men in motion, like you said, before the play started. You just can't have two guys go in motion.
So this is going to push Oxford back in the wrong direction. If you're a Blackhawks fan, ball currently is at the 29-yard line, and we'll see where it gets backed up to here. Again, if you're looking for football action tomorrow, we will have Delhi and Walton for a 1:30 kickoff. That game's at Delaware Academy. Walton comes in 2-1. Delhi 3-0. We got some fun stats to share with you tomorrow, too, about the history of the Walton and Delhi rivalry. As Oxford's going to take a timeout, so you want to make sure you stay tuned for that tomorrow. We're going to take a break. We'll check some out-of-town scores. 4:28 to go, third quarter. UV leads Oxford 32-6. For Megan Schultz, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4.5 to go, third quarter, 32-6 the score. As Unadilla Valley is on top of Oxford, our first 8-man game of the season here on WCDO. Always want to give the 8-man guys some love as well.
All right, we're back.
As we come out of the Oxford timeout, we'll continue to get you some out-of-town scores. We were searching for a Sydney update during the break. Last check we had was Sydney leading Dryden 20-14 at halftime. They're on the road tonight at Dryden. And out of the timeout, an incomplete pass. Alex Smith was not under center. That was David Tucker. UV brought the house, including Timmy Postma, on the rush, and nowhere to go there for UV, an incomplete pass, and coming up a little lame there was David Tucker.
Almost kind of looked like they were trying to run a screen play to pick up those 9 yards that were needed. It just kind of broke through as Tucker was tackled in the backfield as he threw it. Postma laid the hit on him and almost picked off there by UV as Brady Smith was the intended receiver there.
So 4:21 to go here in the third quarter. A turnover on downs, as that was fourth down for the Blackhawks. UV will get it back. They go right to Merlot, who's running on a mission here and dives his way forward for 9 yards. UV going left to right out to the 39-yard line. And the clock continues to move down to 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Again, Unadilla Valley leading Oxford 32-6.
Brady Smith again coming up with a big tackle. He's kind of like the Postma on the Oxford side. He's in almost every single play for the Blackhawks, and he's able to wrestle Merlot down there for that tackle.
Here is Butts under center. Rolls out to the right side, wants to throw. He's got a man. It's complete to Cashman, who rumbles and stumbles down to the 50 before he's brought down And a big pass play there for about 25 yards for Unadilla Valley.
If Cashman could have hauled that in cleanly, he probably would have gotten at least another 20 yards. He's definitely that tight end for the UV offense. And he probably would have gotten caught up, too, by one of the Oxford players. But it was definitely daylight in sight.
3.5 to go, third quarter. UV moving the ball once again. They're inside Oxford territory, going left to right. Here is Butts under center. He's got Reifenberg in the backfield. They'll hand off to him. Merlot is blocking, opens up a big hole to the outside. Reifenberg is good for a first down across the 30 to the 27. Move the chains again for the Storm.
He's coming up limping a little bit as Caden Collins brought him down. Probably just got a quick ankle roll as it was tucked underneath him for that tackle.
Yeah, he went down a little awkward there as he kind of got caught up from behind. So we'll hope that Blaine Reifenberg is okay here. Last year, it's funny because he took so much punishment in games last year that we did, and he was just like the rubber man. He was, nothing seemed to bother him. Same with Kyler Butts. We have Butts with another run here on a first down, and he's roped down at about the 15-yard line with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. And the game we did between UV and Oxford last year was an ice-cold night, and these guys were laying monster hits on each other. And, again, they just bounce up and keep going. Pretty unbelievable.
They feel it the next day.
Yeah, right? I'm sure. I wouldn't want...
Did you play football in high school?
No, you went
to GMU, right?
Yeah, GMU, no football, so...
I played Pop Warner, and, yeah, it hurts.
Yeah,
the next day.
We always wondered what that was like, as Merlo is going to take the handoff to the outside, untouched to the house here for Unadilla Valley with 2:38 to go, third quarter, and it's 38-6. What a run there by Merlo. He's got the speed just like Butts and just like Reifenberg. A lot of weapons on this UV team. So now you have Merlo with two touchdowns, Butts with two touchdowns, Reifenberg with one, and UV is going to go for two, and Merlo already has three catches. Let's see. Three catches, yes, on the two-point conversions. So about a 15-yard TD run there for Merlo. And the two-point conversion is good with 2:38 to go in this first quarter. They went to the left side, punched it in. It's 40-6. UV is on top with 2:38 to go in this third quarter. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is proudly celebrating 15 years in business.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner from Superior. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. And now Superior can also replace your outdated tub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. I'd like to thank you for your business these past 15 years. We look forward to helping you with your home repair needs in the future.
Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Unadilla Valley leading Oxford now 40-6 with 2:38 to go in this third quarter. And it's funny you mentioned that, asking if I played in high school, as a couple of years ago, GMU, where I went, of course, all we had was soccer. They were able to send kids to Oxford for a couple of years to play football. I really liked that. I hope that they'll maybe bring that back at some point, as Oxford will run up the right side here after the kickoff and return it back to about the 35-yard line with Christian Bowers. So that gave some small school kids a chance to get out and play if they wanted to.
Yeah, one of the most notable ones was probably Mitch Kloon from DMU, who made a big impact on that Blackhawks team a couple of years ago when they – I think it was the first or second year they did it. It was his senior year. He had a great season for them. You know, like you said, it does give those small town schools that don't have it or have never had the opportunity to have that kind of program. I know Otsiluk Valley joined forces with Morrisville, Eaton, and another school out there.
Oh, that's good.
To play.
Yeah, so. Milford and Cherry Valley kids can go to Cooperstown to play. And it was perfect. I mean, McKenzie was a football guy. He loved it. He was athletic. He was big. You know, he was like a bigger version of Timmy Postma, who makes the tackle here as Oxford starts on a first down, and they'll push forward to the right side for about 3 yards. 2:15 to go, third quarter. UV on top, 40-6. Oxford with the ball going right to left. So, and I know when I was in school, there was a lot of guys that would have loved to have played, but we just didn't have any options. So.
So our mutual friend, good old Andre Bryant.
Yes.
I know he would have been great in football because I see him play every once in a while in a flag football league that's in Sherburn. And I'll never forget my friend Nate Foot said something. Andre, you know you can run past the defender, but he's so used to soccer that he would stop because he was afraid of offside call.
Sure.
And it's like, no, you just keep running. And once he figured that out, that team became pretty unstoppable because Andre, you know, has speed.
Yes, he sure does. And one of GMU's great track runners, sprinters over the years, as Oxford, speaking of sprinting, hands off here, a sweep to the left side, coming off the bottom of the pile there, a new runner here in Devin Meek across the 45 to about the 48. And always felt for Andre because he moved from Sydney to GMU, so he'd grown up playing football and then never got a chance to play when we got into high school. So tough break for him, but yeah, just those track guys who are tough as nails like that. It reminds me of a Liam Matthews type of kid from Sydney. Great 100, 200 type of guy, hurdler, you name it. Minute 40 to go here in this third quarter. It is UV leading 40-6, but Oxford moving the ball. Little direct snap now to David Tucker. They're trying some different things. There's that speed from Tucker. He's going to break away for his second touchdown of the night here for the Oxford Blackhawks. And he just zipped up the middle of the field in between the hash marks and walked away. Got behind the defense and punches it in here for Oxford.
I'm shocked it was up the middle. Normally, what has been happening all game is that it's been out to the outside, out to the outside. And I wonder if UV kind of was protecting that outside, expecting that, and Tucker saw the hole right up the middle and just took off.
Boy, he got touched by a couple of guys who were trying to grab him, and then once he got into that second level, just like when we saw in his 60-yard touchdown reception, boom, he was just gone. So Tucker with some great breakaway speed there, and he is only in ninth grade, so that is a good thing for the future here for Oxford. Waiting for the snap, two-point conversion here. Tucker's going to keep it himself, cuts back, and he's in for the two-point conversion. So a minute 24 to go in the third. We're going to take a break, but the two-point conversion is good from David Tucker, making it UV 40 and Oxford 14. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Late third quarter here at Unadilla Valley, and the Storm lead the visiting Oxford Blackhawks 40-14 after the kickoff rolls out of bounds at about the 35. UV will start there, going left to right, and we have some out-of-town scores for you.
Yeah, Norwich is up 35-21 with 6:56 left in the third quarter.
We have Sydney on top of Dryden, 27-20, about midway through the third quarter. Sydney was up 27-14, but then Dryden just had a pick six that they took to the house. So 27-20 between Sydney and Dryden.
And Windsor-Harpersville. Windsor took a lead 15-7 at the start of the fourth quarter after the two went scoreless.
And now a fumble here as UV went to hand it off. Oxford comes up with it. They'll run it all the way back to about the 10-yard line. And guess who? It was David Tucker. And I think there's some confusion here. Was it a fumble? Was it not a fumble? I'm not sure. There wasn't really any clear indication. Looks like it was, though.
The only indication I saw was when those referees throw those bags on the ground.
So they were trying to hand off, I believe, there to Reifenberg, and it fell down to the grass. Oxford scooped it up, took it off, and then the run back is to about the 12-yard line. So, as you said, still a lot of time left in this game with a minute left to go, third quarter. UV is on top 40-14, and Oxford trying to punch it in here once again. They'll have great field position. Ball on the 12-yard line. Can that UV defense step up and get a stop here after the fumble? And boy, what a job here by David Tucker, who has come in and he's at the QB position.
Yeah, Smith's still around the sideline on the bench with his head down. Not sure if he's injured or if he's just, you know, kind of upset with the way he's performing, but he's over there right now being talked to by one of the coaches, and hopefully he's okay.
Hand off to Brady Smith. Good for about 2-3 yards here. So the ball is at the 10-yard line. Clock is moving down to 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter at Unadilla Valley. So Oxford, this is what you like to see. You might be down in the ball game, but boy, you're not giving up. So, and then that Sydney ball game, that was a 70-yard INT return for the touchdown for Dryden. So it's about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter there. Oxford trying to answer and bouncing to the outside. Again, this is David Tucker, but it's just a swarm there by the storm to bring him down.
Yep, Postmo was in the backfield, got the first contact on him. Tucker was able to kind of wobble his way through, get out of there, and then the whole Unadilla Valley defense was over there for him.
That's going to do it for the third quarter with the score, UV 40 and Oxford 14. We should have an exciting fourth quarter coming up. Oxford's knocking on the end zone door. For Megan Schultz, I'm Nate Long. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Nate Lowell and Norwich Evening Sun sports editor Megan Schultz. Joining me tonight is my special guest. Tim Cutting is on vacation for the next 2 weeks. What a slacker, folks. We'll have to make sure that we, you know, give him a piece of our mind when he returns. So start of the fourth quarter here, 40-14. UV is on top of Oxford. But Megan, Oxford recovered a fumble. They scored on their last drive, and they're coming back out. We switch ends of the field. They're now going left to right for the fourth quarter. They could punch it in here, and, you know, they got some momentum here. They're getting back into this ball game.
Yeah, I mean, if they score, what's that put that score at? 40-22.
Yeah.
That's another two touchdowns, and it's a ball game, and that can happen very quickly in 12 minutes.
And so into the game now, playing at quarterback is David Tucker, the freshman who has both touchdowns tonight for Oxford. Tosses this one up, and it's complete
with a great catch
on the far side by Jake Smith, and it's 40-20.
Tucker placed that ball very well. Jake Smith, you know, just over the hands of Merlot, and Jake Smith was able to kind of dance around but be able to come away with it and fall into the end zone with the ball in his hands for a touchdown.
About a 10-yard TD pass, and they're going to go for two here early in the fourth quarter. Oxford won't quit. So they'll break the huddle here to go for two. And, boy, putting Tucker in at QB has been really a jolt of energy here for the Blackhawks. Here's the snap. They're going to hand off and try to run it up the middle, but the UV defense is there to make the stop. Running was Brady Smith, and he'll come up just short, so it's 40-20 with just 10 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter.
It was very close. I thought he was in for a second from this angle, but it looks like the line official down there seems to say he will not.
We'll take a 30-second break. Again, UV 40, Oxford 20. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Oxford will kick off. They're going to try some onside trickery here. Merlot is going to scoop it up at the 50. I believe that's who grabbed that ball. No, was not there for UV. That's going to be Matthew Tuttle. Great job. Good hands to fall on it at the 50 as Oxford went with the onside kick.
Yeah, and guess who was kicking it off for Oxford? Tucker.
Oh, yes, it was.
Tucker's everywhere tonight.
He's been doing a little bit of everything here. Do we have an out-of-town score update from Windsor?
We do. Windsor's leading now 22-7, and I believe they're in the fourth quarter. It didn't say on there, but after a quarterback run for 6 yards, they go on top 22-7.
So that's over Harpersville, Afton. Windsor trying to stay unbeaten. Boy, Windsor and Sydney in a couple of weeks could be a lot of fun with those two high-powered offenses. Sydney, again, leading Dryden. That was mid-third quarter, 27-20 was the last update we had. UV here to start the fourth quarter, leads 40-20. They're going to hand off to Reifenberg on the far side. Cuts back with a good move across the 30, down to the 28. Again, UV going right to left. They're inside Oxford territory.
And after fumbling on that last drive for UV, Blaine Reifenberg comes right back and takes a big run down the sideline. And now he looks to be shaken up on the opposite sideline. I don't know how he'll get through if he has a lower leg injury and an upper body injury. Hopefully nothing serious over there.
Yeah, we'll hope that Reifenberg is okay with 11:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. He's down on the far sideline. He's sitting up. Not sure exactly what the problem is, so we'll take a break here for an injury timeout, and we'll try to get you an update. Again, UV leads 40-20 over Oxford. We'll be back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those extra cold days and nights, and top quality Valspar paints and painting supplies for indoor paint jobs. Hundreds of color options to choose from, or bring in a color sample and they can match it. Barnard's Hometown Hardware has canning jars and supplies, and they sell nails and screws by the pound to save you money. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So we're back, and that's Travis Knapp with a carry here for UV, brought down after a gain of one. Reifenberg seems to be just fine, actually got up after a minute and ran off the field from the far side over to the near side here to the UV bench, so maybe got the wind knocked out of him, something like that, but appears to be fine.
Could be. He's grabbing his calf muscle, so it might be a little bit of a cramp. He has run the ball a lot as a running back tonight.
Here's Kyler Butts on second down. He's upended. Does a little somersault forward for about 2 yards. So there's going to be about a third and seven, maybe a third and six here for UV. As UV leads Oxford here in eight-man football tonight at Unadilla Valley Central School, UV leading 40-20 with 10:40 left.
This Oxford defensive line is picking up a few tips from Timmy Postma and disrupting the backfield of UV right now.
So the ball is at the 23. UV going right to left. Butts is going to keep it himself, wants to cut back to the left side, has nowhere to go. Tucker is in on the tackle, leading a gang of Blackhawks that will wrap him up in the backfield and bring him down.
And trying to come with a turnover, Tucker tries to strip it. And if Butts wasn't able to get away from him, there was another tackler right there. I believe it was Devin Meek right there for the Blackhawks to take him down.
So this is going to bring up 4th and 9. UV with a 40-20 lead, but not too long ago it was 40-6. 9:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. UV trying to put their stamp on this ball game. UV trying to get the, or Oxford trying to get the ball back one more time. Now here's a fumble on 4th down. Merlo goes down to his knee, has to fall on it, tries to pick it back up. Whistles will blow the play dead. Oxford's going to get the ball back here with 9:44 to go.
And another turnover right there with turnover on downs, trying to go for it. I'm shocked to see Merlo underneath center there. But 9:44 left, and Oxford has the ball back after a turnover and shuts them down.
So Oxford going left to right will pick it up and have it about their own 27-yard line. And so the UV defense is going to have to come up big here. Is okay, you still have the 20-point cushion. 9:44 to go. You're at home, but you got to get some stops here because since Oxford has switched it up and gone to David Tucker, the freshman quarterback, they've moved the ball very well.
And this is what they did last week against Newfield. They moved the ball very well. Of course, that's his older brother, yeah. Alex Smith, moved the ball pretty well last week. Now Tucker's doing it underneath center. Hands it off.
Going to hand it off here. Cut to the outside for Baker. He's at the 40 with some good running room, but Butts comes over with a stiff arm and knocks him down. Knocked out of bounds at about the 40 to the 41. Good hard running, though, by Baker.
But if Butts wasn't there, Baker was gone. Baker was in for another quick score, and this isn't good. There's an ambulance over on the other side.
Yeah, ambulance over on the Oxford side, so we'll hope that everybody is okay over there. We haven't seen any injury that maybe required an ambulance or anything, but we'll have to keep an eye on that far side with 9:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Oxford, is it me? They're playing with some renewed energy here in this fourth quarter.
And again, it was the same thing last week. They're not giving up. They're not giving in quite so easily. They're down 20 with 8:59 here, and it's definitely a different Oxford football team right now.
Here's Tucker. He's going to tuck it and run, knocked out of bounds, and this might be a late hit here on Unadilla Valley at the 45. Butts came over and pushed him out, but it was right there on the sideline. We'll see.
Well, and Tucker definitely got what he needed yardage-wise and then stepped out of bounds, and that's when Butts came over and pushed him in.
Yep, so that's one of those things where UV's just got to be a little more careful, I think. 8:49 to go, fourth quarter. And this is going to tack some big yards on here for Oxford. They trail 40-20. Time is of the essence, but they are moving the ball very well here, all spearheaded by David Tucker, the freshman quarterback, who has come in and just really put a bolt of energy into this Blackhawks team.
UV's got a 20-point lead, but ever since they had one penalty in the beginning, shortly in the beginning of this half, they got to let their emotions not take over in this game. Yes, they're winning, but they got to just play the game, hold on to that 20-point lead, be smart. And right now, some costly penalties are hurting them.
Tucker throws out into the flat far side for Brady Smith. It's complete. He's got the sideline before he's pushed out of bounds at the 25. And a good pass there from Tucker, finding Brady Smith. And Oxford's just getting creative, finding ways to punch it down the field.
Yeah, that was that, you know, that college play that came out a couple of years ago, that nice little wide receiver bubble screen, and ends up picking up the first down for Oxford.
So 8.5 to go in this fourth quarter. UV leads Oxford 40-20, but it feels like a much closer game because Oxford was down 40-6. They've cut it to 40-20, and they're on the march again, going left to right. They're inside UV territory to the 25.
Definitely a different ballgame in the second half. I mean, if we erase the first half deficit, it'd be a very close ballgame right now.
So here is Tucker. He's got nobody in the backfield. He's in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Nobody in motion. Now we will have Baker in motion from right to left. They'll hand it off to Baker. No, it's going to be a QB keeper for Tucker. Butts is going to bring him down as he gets up to the 20-yard line. And this is where Oxford's going to have to be careful because that clock is going to continue to roll here on these running plays. So So this will bring up a second down and six to go. Oxford's at the 20-yard line. Do they have enough to get back in this game, or does the UV defense have enough gas to try to shut them down here? Postma has been phenomenal on the line tonight. Let's see if he can get some pressure from that D-line spot. Tucker is going to hand it off to Baker in the backfield. Almost brought down. He's going to turn the corner, gets back to the line of scrimmage. A punishing run. Runs over a defender and into the end zone. What a run by Oxford's Paul Baker.
Wow, he definitely put the hit on the defender that was coming over to tackle, lays him down onto the ground, and then continues to tip, though, down the sideline and into the end zone for six. And we got a ball game.
We got a ball game here with 7 minutes, 36 seconds left. It's 40-26. They're going to go for two. Can't tell you how hard that hit was from Baker. He was in the backfield. They had him dead to rights. He escaped one guy, turned the corner, and when the defender came up, he lowered the shoulder and just ran him over. Wow, what a hit.
Lowered that boom, that's for sure. I mean, the play was on the opposite side of the field, and we heard it up here.
Yeah, that was great, and the fans absolutely loved it. 7.5 to go, fourth quarter, 40-26 the score.
Yeah, a few Milford guys for the Milford Academy Prep School got a little excited
about
that.
Yeah, they liked that one. It's nice to see these guys coming out here tonight to support some of the UV boys, I'm sure. Well, and we have a flag on the play.
Prep School over there is a great program. They've had winning year after winning year. And this past season, they actually had 11 on NFL rosters after graduating. You know, they had 10 possible during the mini camps and everything else like that, getting invited. They had 4 drafted in later rounds and ended up having 11 reach.
Wow.
And, you know, most notable is LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
He came from there.
Pretty remarkable that, you know, some of those guys sitting in New York Pizzeria having a slice, and now they're in the NFL. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's just 1 year before they jump onto a lot of D1 scholarships, and it might be small D1, like Jacob Delgado, who is now playing for the Cincinnati Bengals. He was at Central Connecticut.
Sure, but whatever it takes, as UV is going to hold strong here on the two-point conversion on defense. They tried to run it right up the middle there, and nothing doing. So UV holds strong. It's 40-26, 7:35 to go in the fourth quarter. We're going to step away, and it should be an exciting conclusion when we come back on CDO.
Okay, football fans, the new season has started, and what better way to enjoy the exciting games to come than kicking back in a new recliner from the Catalog Outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. At the Catalog Outlet, you'll find a large selection of recliners in all sizes and styles, including Wall Saver, Rocker, Chase, and Power Recline models by top makers Lane, Klausner, Ashley, and others. Plus, being the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet's low prices won't leave you feeling like you just got sacked. As always, delivery and special financing options are available. See store for details. A good football game and a comfortable recliner. There's nothing better. The Catalog Outlet Stores, now celebrating 30 years of offering you the best for less.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
7:36 to go in the fourth quarter. UV leads Oxford 40-26. We'll have a score update for you here from out of town, but Oxford is right back in this game. They try a little onside kick, and it's going to be very close to rolling out of bounds. UV does fall on it there. As a nice job by the Storm to cover that one up at the last second as it rolls out of bounds with 7:28 to go here in the fourth. New life for Oxford. Score update from Megan.
Yeah, Harpersville Afton now trails 22-15 with 9:43 left. I guess it was later in the third quarter when Windsor scored those two touchdowns. It was a 61-yard touchdown run by Harpersville Afton's Merrill.
Well, an update here for Sydney. End of the third quarter, Sydney leads by a single point over Dryden, 27-26. So Dryden is back in that ball game. That'll be an exciting fourth quarter. We'll try to keep you updated for all you Sydney Warrior fans that told me you were going to be checking in. So, again, Sydney leads Dryden 27-26 at the end of the third quarter.
Now I'm kind of wishing Harpersville-Afton and Dryden played against each other, or
Sydney,
because Dryden got beat by Harpersville-Afton.
And here is Blaine Reifenberg. A little sweep to the outside. He's down to the 40, to the 20, to the 10, 15, 5. Touchdown here for the UV Storm. Put it on the board for Blaine Reifenberg from midfield. Wow. No flags on the play, right? I didn't miss anything there.
No. I was just making sure he didn't get one at the end for excessive celebration because he did spike the ball down in excitement. But he took off up the sideline. No one near him once he got to the 20 and broke out for that touchdown after sneaking away from an Oxford tackler.
I'd say about a 60, 55-yard TD run, and that was just what UV needed. Reifenberg makes it 46-26 with 7:18 to go. And UV is going to try to go for two here. Here is Butts in the shotgun, wants to throw. He's going to go to Mitch Merlo in the back corner of the end zone. Does he come down with it? Yes, he does.
Another acrobatic catch there for Merlo.
Great play there by Mitch Merlo. And with 7:18 to go here in the fourth quarter, UV makes it 48-26. We'll be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
7:18 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Norwich Evening Sun sports editor Megan Schultz, my special guest tonight. It is 48-26 after a Blaine Reifenberg UV touchdown as UV leads Oxford, and we're about to have the kickoff. Then we have another Sydney score update for you right after this play. So Postma will kick off. Good kick. It'll be fielded here by Oxford at their own 20. They'll cut to the outside, out to the 35. And, of course, guess who? That'll be David Tucker. Our out-of-town score update, Sydney came right back. Guess who? Liam Matthews with the touchdown and the two-point conversion. It's 35-26. Sydney is ahead in the fourth quarter there. So we'll try to keep you updated, but the Warriors are ahead 35-26 on the road tonight at Dryden. And so 7:10 to go here, fourth quarter. Oxford with the ball going left to right, starting at their own 37-yard line.
Got another one for you. Wigo kind of dominates Oneana there, 36-7.
Okay. So Oneana a week ago had that big win at home over Johnson City, but tonight falling on the road to Owego.
I'm still waiting to hear a Norwich score who is playing in Johnson City, but last I knew they were still up 35-22.
7:10 to go here in the fourth quarter under the lights in New Berlin. This will be a keeper up the middle across the 40 to the 45. Still running here for David Tucker. He's got that speed to the outside before he's punched out of bounds there by Merlo at the 30. But boy, Tucker, you give him any sort of space, he just takes off. And another great play there for Oxford. So with 6:57 to go fourth quarter, it is UV 48. And Oxford 26. The ambulance is leaving on the far side. Since we brought it up before, we should mention, we believe it was Alex Smith, correct?
Yes.
Was taken off in the ambulance. We had said that he was on the bench. We're thinking maybe some sort of concussion protocol, something like that. But we'll hope that he's okay. And had a heck of a game here tonight. Just, you know, has really jump-started the team since David Tucker came in. So we'll wish the best to Alex Smith. And in the meantime, Oxford trying to come back in this ball game the best they can. 6:57 to go here, fourth quarter. It's 48-26. UV is on top. Play coming in from the sideline here for the Blackhawks.
And I do have a Norwich update now. It's 49-21 with 10:50 left in the game.
Okay, so Norwich on top of Johnson City on the road tonight. So the officials over having a quick word with the Oxford bench. That seemed to have been the holdup here, but we'll get back underway. Ball is at the UV 27-yard line. Oxford with the ball. Clock is moving now down to 6:50 to go. Again, UV leading Oxford in this 8-man game, 48-26. Oxford trying to run to the outside, nothing doing there. The UV defense will bring them down, led by Dawson Cashman. Loss of one on the play. So a loss of one. This is going to be a second and 11 coming up. Oxford has just found a way to move the ball pretty well here in the second half. But, boy, that Blaine Reifenberg touchdown, about a 55, 60-yarder, was just what UV needed to get their mojo going again, I think. And so Oxford taking their time in the huddle here, getting the play from the sideline. Clock is still moving down to 6:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're glad to have you along tonight for this 8-man contest to start off week four. We'll have Delhi and Walton tomorrow at 1:30 over at Delaware Academy. So make sure you listen in to that ball game, or better yet, drive over and check it out. Should be a great one. Man in motion into the backfield. Great tackle here by Dawson Cashman. Cash Money, they call him, over the PA system here, making the tackle, and that time, nowhere to go for Paul Baker.
Absolutely nowhere. Cashman got across the line of scrimmage, I think, before the ball was even snapped. Kind of, in a way. I mean, obviously, it wasn't a legal play, but Cashman knew exactly where it was happening and actually was dragged down, but wasn't letting him go.
Well, I'm sure UV wanted another piece of Baker after that last touchdown run where he absolutely flattened the UV defense. So, coming up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Nate Lull and Norwich Evening Sun Sports Editor Megan Schulz with you tonight. It's been a great night for high school football. UV trying to put the final stamp on this one, but Oxford trying everything they can to get back in. Pass is incomplete to Jake Smith. Hit him right in the numbers, and he couldn't hold on. UV was right there on defense, going to make the play. It was Matthew Tuttle.
And Merlot was right there making contact at the same time as Smith had the ball in his grasp, just knocked him right loose, and the other one was Tuttle there to help break up the play.
So this is, again, UV's first game of the year. Their game last week was postponed against Cooperstown. We're told now that that game is a forfeit by Cooperstown, so UV technically 1-0. Oxford coming in 0-1 after a 50-20 loss against Newfield. So, again, still early season action for these two teams as they had to wait a couple of weeks to play here in Section 4. Oxford's going to go to the air, and the pass is overthrown. Intended receiver was Baker. Tucker left it up there for him where only Baker could get it, but it was a little too far.
Baker caught up to the ball he was in. He was in for six.
Oh, for sure.
There was nobody behind him.
Well, you'll want to make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show where we give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. As Megan and I will have a lot of guys to choose from. We usually do two from the winning team, one from the losing team. A lot of names on both sides that could go up for those awards here tonight, so be a tough choice. 4:57 to go. Crowd still hanging on to enjoy this one here tonight. How was the crowd last week for Kick for a Cure?
It was definitely pretty packed. It was about the same amount. A lot of people standing on the sideline. I thought you were going to ask how the crowd was for the Norwich Forks game. I was,
yeah, how was the crowd for that?
Oh, my goodness. It was, you know, they came in, they brought in the 1999 Section 4 champion, the last Section 4 champion team for Norwich. Happens to have my brother on the sideline for that one, which was nice to see.
Oh, that's awesome.
But a lot of people in the area were in town for that one, you know, hoping to see what it would start out as, and a lot of people stayed.
Well, sure. Well, they got treated to a good game, that's for sure. With 4:15 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Ball is loose.
Yeah, ball is loose for a second. And this is UV with the ball now as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. UV did recover the fumble there, as that pass, we should have mentioned, from Tucker was on fourth down, so that was a turnover on down, so UV gets the ball back here. So we come up on 3:50 to go.
Another score update. Deposit Hancock beats Bainbridge Guilford 47-14 on Deposit Hancock's homecoming night.
So that game played in Hancock tonight, so a big win there for the DH Eagles as they get their, I believe, their first win of the season over BG, who drops to 0-4. So no, yeah, I don't think DH has won a game. They lost week one to Green, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. So we'll have Megan check that. In the meantime, this will be a first down for UV right up near midfield as they're trying to eat some of this clock up here with a 48-26 lead.
Yeah, Deposit Hancock gets their first one of the season over Bainbridge Guilford. So they go to 1-3 while Bainbridge Guilford drops to 0-4 on the season.
Butts with a run to the outside, and he is tackled across the 45 right at the sticks at about the 43. So clock still moving down to 3 minutes to go as UV is trying to put the icing on the cake here. So yeah, so a nice win there for DH. We saw DH a couple of weeks ago. They just had a tough one against Windsor. Windsor was throwing the ball all over the place and just looked really good on their new turf. They were fired up and ready to go. So nice to see DH bounce back tonight for that win over Bainbridge Guilford. Handoff here for Unadilla Valley as they'll try to run up with Marcus Proskin up the middle. Nowhere to go, though. 2.5 to go. UV counting down the seconds here towards their first real win of the season, 48-26 currently. But hey, big credit to Oxford here in the second half. They've played really tough and inspired football, led by the freshman David Tucker.
Yeah, really haven't given in to anything. That insurance touchdown by Blaine Reifenberg kind of broke the wind in their sails, you could say. But they're still giving us everything on defense right now. They're not really allowing the Storm to gain very much here in this possession.
Little pitch to Matt Bogdan, nowhere to go. UV is down to fourth down here, right at midfield. And it looks like a timeout is going to be taken by Oxford with 2:03 to go in the fourth quarter. We're going to step away for 30 seconds with the score. UV 48, Oxford 26 here in eight-man ball tonight on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here in New Berlin. UV leading 48-26. And we have a Unitigo out-of-town score for you. They were hosting Tioga tonight.
Tioga takes that one 57-26.
And that game early on was close. Unitigo was hanging around, but boy, Tioga just loaded up once again, as they always are. You know, multiple sectional championships for the Tioga Tigers. They are always tough. Fourth down here, UV's going to have to punt it away. What a punt here by Kyler Butts up into the night sky. He's going to take a UV bounce down to the 10, and they will hold this one down at about the 9. Great punt there by Kyler Butts.
And got the great roll to roll within the 10-yard line there. Almost thought it was going to be a fair catch by Caden Collins of the Blackhawks, but he decided to run away from it and not have the chance of dropping that fair catch attempt. So Oxford will take over at their own 10-yard line.
Here is an out-of-town score update from Sydney. Dryden scores again, but they missed the two-point conversion. So it's Sydney 35, Dryden 32, 5 minutes left, fourth quarter.
What a game.
Everyone's going to say, I told you, you should have gone out to do that Sydney game. That's how Sydney fans want me to do every Sydney game, though. So we try to spread the love around a little bit. So a minute 50 to go, fourth quarter, UV leading 48-26. And they pin Oxford deep. So Oxford going left to right is going to be starting on their own 10-yard line.
Another score from Windsor and Harpersville Afton. Windsor's kind of running away with this one, 29-15, after a quarterback 36-yard run for Jack Betty.
So a minute 50 to go here, trying to keep you as up-to-date as we can on the out-of-town scoreboard, as Oxford, late in this one, is going to try to throw it down the right sideline. They got a receiver open, but it was just a little bit too far past the outstretched hands of Christian Bowers. Otherwise, he might have been gone.
He might have been gone. It was the play was actually set up there by quarterback David Tucker. He looked like he was going to tuck it and run, drew a couple of defenders his way, and that left Bowers down the field wide open. And if he caught that, it was down the field and into the end zone.
So a minute 44 to go, fourth quarter. It's 48-26. Unit de la Valle is on top of Oxford. It's been a fun one here tonight for our first edition of eight-man football in the 2019 season. David Tucker, the freshman, I'm excited to watch him in the future, as the freshman has played great here since coming in at the quarterback position for the Blackhawks. UV trying to tie him up in the backfield now. He escapes two players, but then right on the goal line, is it going to be a safety? I'm not sure.
Looks like they're going to mark him down inches shy of the goal line.
But that was Cash Money. Dawson Cashman, I believe, who brought him down. Nice play with a minute and a half to go.
Merlot looks a little shaken up on the play as well.
Hope that he's okay, is walking off under his own power, but this is Oxford pinned up against their own end zone here with a minute and a half to go. Well, it's been an exciting night around the high school football scene. We've been trying our best to keep you up to date with those scores, specifically the Sydney and the Norwich scores for those listeners. Looks like we have a final in Windsor.
Yep, Windsor takes that one 29-15. So hands Harpersville their second loss of the season, while the Black Knights stay undefeated with a good win there for them.
So Oxford now in their own end zone with a minute 10 to go here in the fourth quarter, trying to work their way out and get a little breathing room. UV defense crashing down. Tucker does get out. Butts tosses him out of bounds, though, but he just gets out to about the three-yard line there. And boy, that was a big play to get out of his own end zone. Clock is stopped with 58 seconds to go, so I believe that moves Windsor to 4-0.
4-0, yep.
And so clock moving once again down to 50 seconds as Unitville Valley is going to pick up a win under the lights here tonight. We'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, the catalog outlet, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney. 48-26 the score, as Oxford will punt this one away. Almost a blocked punt in the end zone. And this one's going to go out to the 20 and roll back to the 15. Oxford's actually going to fall on it right there. So it went high up into the night sky and didn't get a ton under it with 20 seconds left. That's where UV will take over, and we might just have a knee and maybe end this one out here. See what UV decides to do. But again, our post-game show is coming up. It's been an exciting one between these two teams. Started off a little bit slow, but we got our wish, that's for sure, as the offense picked up. Clock is moving down to 10 seconds left, so it looks like that's going to do it here tonight with Unadilla Valley defeating Oxford 48-26. We'll come back with the post-game show in just a couple of minutes on WCDO.
Okay, football fans, the new season has started, and what better way to enjoy the exciting games to come than kicking back in a new recliner from the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. At the catalog outlet, you'll find a large selection of recliners in all sizes and styles, including Wall Saver, Rocker, Chase, and Power Recline models by top makers Lane, Klausner, Ashley, and others. Plus, being the area's value leader, the catalog outlet's low prices won't leave you feeling like you just got sacked. As always, delivery and special financing options are available. See store for details. A good football game and a comfortable recliner. There's nothing better. The catalog outlet stores, now celebrating 30 years of offering you the best for less.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Here we go. We're back. 48-26 the score. Unadilla Valley defeats Oxford tonight in eight-man football action under the lights. Let's do a quick scoring recap here all the way back to the first quarter. UV got on the board first for an 8-0 lead as Blaine Reifenberg took a pitch from Kyler Butts. Two-point conversion was good, and we should just say that Mitch Merlo, if there was a two-point conversion, he got it, and they tossed it up to him, and he was able to go up and get it, and he was fantastic with those tonight. So that gave UV an 8-0 lead. Alex Smith answered right back, passing to David Tucker for a 60-yard touchdown for Oxford, making it 8-6 at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, it was two touchdowns by Kyler Butts, both on 10-yard runs. Two-point conversions were good, made it 24-6. Third quarter, back-to-back touchdowns for UV's Mitch Merlo, a 10-yard TD run and a 15-yard TD run. Merlo got the one two-point conversion, Butts got the other. UV was in the driver's seat ahead 40-6. But then it was Oxford answering back with three straight touchdowns. David Tucker, a 50-yard touchdown run, two-point conversion was good, 40-14 at the end of the third. And then Tucker to Jake Smith for a 10-yard TD pass, making it 40-20. And then Tucker handed off to Paul Baker for a 25-yard TD run, making it 40-26. But then putting the icing on the cake, UV was finally able to answer back with a 65-yard TD run by Blaine Reifenberg. Merlo got the two-point conversion. 48-26 is our final. So time to do our three awards here tonight. We nailed down two of the three, so maybe we'll do them a little out of order tonight. We'll start with the Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store of over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We're going to go with Timmy Postma tonight for UV. He was great on the line.
Yeah, I don't know how many tackles he actually came away with, but he definitely was in the backfield disrupting nonstop for the UV Storm and really controlled that defensive line for a long time against the Oxford Blackhawks tonight.
Next up, let's do the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Let's give this tonight to Oxford's David Tucker. He was great. He had the 60-yard catch in the beginning when he came in a QB, was great at running the offense, found the end zone a couple of times, so easy pick for all-purpose tonight.
Absolutely. He had some great kickoffs. He did it all a little bit on the field for the Blackhawks tonight. And, again, he came in, started the game as a wide receiver, caught a 60-yard pass, and then he came in for the injured Alex Smith as quarterback and took care of the game and really gave him a re-energized type of game, and it was a different team in the second half for Oxford.
Finally, this will be a tough one. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, one of Forbes' best banks. You made us great, and Forbes made it official. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I mean, you could go Kyler Butts here. You could go Mitch Merlo. I think you could go Blaine Reifenberg. Pick your poison, I guess.
I think I'm going to say Merlo because of the acrobatic catches he had on the offensive end of the ball. I mean, we definitely talked about Butts' speed both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, but it was really Mitch Merlo on the offense who started off the game really helping out with getting UV started and on the board with those touchdown catches and the extra point catches, and he kind of controlled the offense along with Butts, and then Reifenberg took over midway through the game for the offense.
Yeah, all those guys are definitely worthy here tonight But we'll give that one to Mitch Merlot. So that's going to do it. It is a win for Unadilla Valley tonight, 48-26 over visiting Oxford. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at about 1:15 for our Butler Auto pregame show. We'll be over in Delhi. It's Walton and Delhi at 1:30 tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun. So our special guest tonight is Norwich Evening Sun Sports Editor Megan Schultz. Thanks for coming along here tonight.
Thanks for having me. Glad to always do this with you, Nate. It's always a good, fun time.
We'll have you back again soon, I am sure. And a big thank you to Craig Stevens and Jim Tomeo, our in-game producers back in our Sydney Main Street studios. I'm Nate Lull. Have a good night. Again, our final score, UV 48, Oxford 26. We'll see you tomorrow in Delhi on CDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
More variety, WCDO.